Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. It's a very scary world we're living in, folks. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys that likes to lay in a tub while other guys pee on him? Do you see that? You know what I mean? Can't you picture his flabby little corpulent body in a tub and Reagan, Bush, and Quayle around the edge? Just... his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Piss in my mouth, Ronnie. He still can't get hard. So they call in Barbara Bush. She sticks her pearls up his ass, squats over his face, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, distended labia unfolds halfway to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. Pops the bubble. Rushes off to a pro-life meeting or something. Am I the only one that sees that? Good. Sorry if any of y'all ordered the nachos a minute ago. He's a scat muncher and we all know it. He munches scat. Deal with it. My dad is into him, of course. My dad, it's unbelievable. I go through the den the other day. My dad goes, Bill, Rush is on. And I go, the Rush is on, Dad. Bye-bye. And he goes, why don't you just listen to the man? I said, Dad, you know, I've listened to this before. It was in 1972, and it was a show called All in the Family, and the character was Archie Bunker. I've heard it. Unfortunately, there's no meathead playing counterpart with this fucking idiot. But anyway, I'm listening to talk radio shows these days, and everyone, you know what Rush said about NAFTA? You know Rush is talking about NAFTA? I heard Rush the other day say about NAFTA. What are y'all looking for, a new dad? Grow the fuck up. Take responsibility for your fucking lives. What do you think about NAFTA, man? I'll tell you what I think. The cocksucking elite who own and run everything in this fucking country are selling it out from under us tomorrow. There ain't no battle over fucking NAFTA. That's a fucking charade. Like our elections are a fucking charade. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, they're selling your fucking life out from under you. Don't you ever fucking forget it either. There's dick jokes coming up. Please relax. Folks, here's the deal. I editorialize for 45 minutes. The last 15, I pull my chute. We all pull our chutes and float down to Dick Joke Island together. We will rest our weary heads against the big purple-veined trunks of dick jokes while bouncing in our spongy scrotum beanbag chairs and giggle away the night like good American comedy audiences are supposed to, goddammit, with pee-pee jokes. You know what Russ said about pee-pee jokes? Dad, I've heard it. It's called Archie Bunker, who was another fat, white, fear-mongering, conservative, stupid... white male, ego, talking. I've heard it. Rush has nothing to offer me. See, Dad, there's this little weird thing that grows on a cow turd. It's really weird. Let's go listen to it talk. Folks, it's time to evolve, man. That's why we're troubled, because you know why our institutions are failing us? The church, the state, everything's failing? It's because... they're no longer relevant. They're not relevant anymore. We're supposed to keep evolving. You know, evolution didn't end with us growing opposable thumbs. Did you know that? There's another 90% of our brains that we have to illuminate. Illuminate. That brings me back to that little thing that grows on a cow turd. Come on, Dad. I want to trip. I tried to get my dad to trip with me, which is very dangerous. That could be very heavy duty for the man. He's 75, and, you know, I don't know if he'd get what I get out of it. You know what I mean? He might get into a... I'd hate to have my dad weeping next to me. I just love Rush. Dad, Dad, this is not the outcome we're supposed to get from this. It's supposed to be where your ego dissolves and you realize the true nature of our reality, which is mind, and that we literally all are one, and there's no such thing as death, and our bodies are an illusion, and God's eternal love is unconditional, and never have we left it other than the dream of the fall from grace, which is just an illusionary dream, and never has God been unloving to us, and we can wake up and remember God's eternal unconditional love. I just want to watch Rush. Oh, shit. Dad's not getting off on these like I am. I guess I have to do the only thing I can do. Acceptance. And forgiveness. It's the only tools you've got left. And evolution, if you're interested in it.